For NPR News, I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction, Colorado.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvantHouse.com. That one they call Danza Triste, or Spanish Dance No. 10, from composer Enrique Granados and performed by the City of Barcelona Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Salvador Brotons here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. And there's more classical music as we get into the afternoon hours. This noon hour, we'll explore the new Stockholm Chamber Orchestra and how they handle saxophone and strings in Sweden, with a concerto for saxophone by Lars-Erik Larsson a little bit later, plus the Vega Winds and a quintet by Gustav Holst all in store for us here on a Wednesday afternoon. The Northern Symphonia of England and conductor David Lloyd-Jones have our next work, and as you may expect, it's an English piece from composer Paul Lewis. In fact, this is called The English Suite. Next for you on Kansas Public Radio. That one's known as The English Suite from composer Paul Lewis. We heard the Northern Symphonia of England led by David Lloyd-Jones here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 12:23 now. Coming up is the new Stockholm Chamber Orchestra with us in about 15 minutes' time, with a Swedish concerto for saxophone and strings. Music by Lars-Erik Larsson, still to come on Wednesday afternoon. Support for KPR today comes from Lawrence listener and elder law attorney Molly Wood on her birthday. Thank you for supporting music programming on KPR, and happy birthday from all of us here at Kansas Public Radio. Right now on the KU campus, 87 degrees and sunny skies, warming up to about 92 for today. Tonight, cloudy skies, a low of 73. And we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. A 40% chance of showers, although that's expected mainly in the overnight hours. By tomorrow, we have a 40% chance of showers for tomorrow morning and afternoon, a high of 89, and 60% chance of showers and storms for Thursday night. A little bit more English music for you now, with the Vega Wind Quintet and a quintet in A-flat major by Gustav Holst on Kansas Public Radio. A Wind Quintet in A-flat major, music written by Gustav Holst, performed by the Vega Wind Quintet here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:38 and at the top of the hour, there'll be NPR News. Classics continue till 3 this afternoon. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us on a Wednesday afternoon. You know, you can hear music from KPR's live performance studio anytime at that website. You'll find recent performances by the Bach Aria soloists, members of the Topeka Symphony and Spire Chamber Ensemble, and many more. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org and click on the music link to enjoy great sounds from our studios anytime. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu. Time now for a concerto written in 1934 in Sweden by composer Lars-Erik Larsson during a time when The saxophone was still fairly new to the classical repertoire. This is a concerto that he wrote for an American virtuoso by the name of Sigurd Rascher, who had helped to develop the concerto using some of his personal tricks and devices, easing the saxophone part for performers. In this case, we've got Jorma Panula playing saxophone with the new Stockholm Chamber Orchestra. Larsen's Saxophone and String Concerto next on KPR. Concerto for Saxophone and Strings by Swedish composer Lars-Erik Larsen, composed in 1934. And today we heard the new Stockholm Chamber Orchestra with the saxophonist Jorma Panula. Almost 1 p.m., stay tuned next for NPR News. In the next hour of classical music, we've got some violin showpieces, such as a violin suite by William Grant Still and Ernest John Moran's Violin Concerto. That and much more still to come. Thanks for being with us for wonderful music on a Wednesday afternoon.
Coming on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 CRN Atchison. And K258BT in Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
NPR News.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, a private search engine and browser. DuckDuckGo believes AI should be optional and private. Now with Duck.ai, users can chat privately with AI. Learn more at Duck.ai. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. By Jacques Offenbacher Reverie for cello and orchestra. They're played by cellist Rennie Schieffer and the WDR Cologne Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Jeb Watson, and I've got some more classical music for Wednesday afternoon. Violin showpieces, for the most part, in this 1 p.m. hour. Most of our time will be spent with the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra with us in a few minutes, with the violin concerto of Ernest John Moran. That's still to come, and a whole lot more wonderful music until 3 this afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds. Buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. Here we have violinist Rachel Barton Pine, joined on piano by Matthew Hagel, and a suite written in 1943 from William Grant Still, suite for violin and piano on Kansas Public Radio. From 1943, the suite for violin and piano by William Grant Still, played by violinist Rachel Barton Pine, joined on piano by Matthew Hagel, here on Kansas Public Radio. 1:24 is the time. At the top of the hour, NPR News. Of course, classical music continues today till 3 p.m. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Our mission at KPR is to provide our listeners with quality arts and information programming across Kansas and beyond. That's why we want to hear from you. Take our annual media and technology survey and let us know how you consume news, music, and entertainment. Your response allows us to better understand the needs and habits of our listeners and helps KPR serve our community in the best way possible. Take the survey and make your voice heard over at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, inspiring visitors to celebrate, explore, and care for the Flint Hills region with exhibits, programs, and events to engage visitors of all ages. More at flinthillsdiscovery.org. and the University of Kansas. A constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. Well, we're ready now to bring you the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. And more music for violin with orchestra. This time we've got a concerto from composer Ernest John Moran of England. He worked on this between 1937 and 1941. It's a lyrical and pastoral work inspired by the landscapes of County Derry, Ireland, and Norfolk. Moran's Violin Concerto. Violinist Tasman Little, the BBC Philharmonic, led by Andrew Davis, on KPR. The BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor Andrew Davis and violinist Tasman Little, all together, in the Violin Concerto, completed in 1941 by Ernest John Moran, on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. now. Stay tuned for NPR News. Then, in the next hour of classical music, some Shostakovich for you, one of the ballet suites, along with a ballet piece from Respighi, music of Martineau and Tomlinson, all that and more still to come here on a Wednesday afternoon. On the KU campus right now, 90 degrees, high of 92 for today, sunny skies. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
For America News.
Morning Edition, every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Worth it for the freedom to work when they want.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, offering a variety of insurance options from auto and home to boat and RV with online tools for quotes and claims. Coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra with conductor Ernest Tomlinson, who was also the composer of the music we just heard. That was a little tune of his called Nautical Interlude on Kansas Public Radio. Happy to be back with you. I'm Jeff Watson, and I've got a little more classical music for you between now and 3 p.m. This hour will include what the composer called Promenades for violin, lute, and harpsichord, composed by Bohuslav Martineau. And we have music from Ottorino Respighi. We'll hear dance episodes from The Magic Pot all in just a little bit. We've got dance episodes for you in just a moment with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. So as mentioned, the Royal Scottish National Orchestra is conducted here by Nemi Yarvi, and we've got Dancer Interludes, a collection of them from Dmitri Shostakovich, in his Ballet Suite No. 4, next on KPR. Ballet Suite No. 4, music by Dmitri Shostakovich, played by the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Nemi Yarvi. It is 2:22. Still to come is the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, with a suite from a ballet by Ottorino Respighi called The Magic Pot. That's in just about 10 minutes' time. Support for KPR today comes from Lawrence listener and elder law attorney Molly Wood on her birthday. Thank you for supporting music programming on KPR, and happy birthday from all of us. On the KU campus, it's 90 degrees, warming up to 92 today. Tonight, we'll have a low of 73, and we have a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Now, that's not expected until very late tonight in the overnight hours. By tomorrow, 30% chance of showers for tomorrow morning. We'll have a high of 89 and 40% chance of showers Thursday night. Looks like a good chance of showers as well on Friday. From Czech composer Bohuslav Martinů, we have a little chamber music. These are what he called promenades for violin, flute, and harpsichord. Played by Charles Castleman, flutist Bonita Boyd, and at harpsichord Barbara Harbach on KPR. Violinist Charles Castleman, flutist Bonita Boyd, and at harpsichord Barbara Harbach with Bohuslav Martinů's promenades for violin, flute, and harpsichord on Kansas Public Radio. 2:31 now, and at 3 p.m. we'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. And, of course, later on tonight, there's a bit more classical music in the evening from 7 to 9 p.m. We're live, we're local, KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could be with us this afternoon. If you're having a hard time selling an old car or truck, or just don't want the bother of selling it, the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can always help. It's very easy when the tow truck comes to your home and picks up the vehicle and will handle all the paperwork. Find out more about KPR's Vehicle Donation Program online at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org. We're ready now to bring you the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony Orchestra with music of Otorino Respighi. We've got a suite from a ballet of his, one that he based on Russian themes. It was called The Magic Pot from the 1930s. It doesn't look like the actual libretto or the actual story for this ballet seems to have survived. No one's quite sure what it's about, but going by the names of the dances, would appear that this was all about the wedding of an unspecified tsar. At any rate, we have the music for you from The Magic Pot by Respighi next on Kansas Public Radio. The Czechoslovak Radio Symphony Orchestra and a ballet suite written by Otorino Respighi, suite from The Magic Pot here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m. now, and All Things Considered from NPR News, is on the way. And don't forget, you can catch a little more classical music this evening between the hours of 7 and 9 p.m. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. I'll step aside and say good afternoon to you. I hope you have enjoyed this afternoon's music, and I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow, right here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.